6 on the season and still in position to make the playoffs. Well, now that the turkey's done, the hunt for sales is underway on this Black Friday.
Today's the day malls are packed as people try to get Christmas gifts on deep discount, but not everyone will be circling the parking lots looking for a space.
I'll let the ladies handle most of that. The whole Black Friday thing, something about when they start talking about Black and Friday and shopping, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle that.
Most malls and stores in our area will be open extended hours today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Arlington County Police will be at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City today collecting toys. Spokeswoman Ashley Savage says the goal is to make sure that every child in the county has a new toy this Christmas.
Last year, we raised a couple thousand toys from our community, and we know the community will come out again and help us, and we expect to increase our numbers and raise even more toys this year.
There will also be other collection donations throughout December in Arlington. Prince George's County Police say a man was killed when he was struck by two cars last night in Adelphi. It happened at the intersection of Metzerat Road and New Hampshire Avenue. Virginia State Police are investigating an early Thanksgiving morning accident in which a man was killed when his car crashed into an 18-wheeler that was stopped on the shoulder of the Beltway in Alexandria. Checking your money, the Dow open today at 23,526, the NASDAQ at 68,67. Sports, the Redskins win, the Cowboys lose, the Vikings beat the Lions. College basketball, GW loses, UVA wins. NHL, the Caps host Tampa Bay tonight. WMAL Newstime 504 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stock valuations are at 1929 levels. That artificial wealth can be liquidated in the blink of an eye. Chris Plant here. Protect your profits. Lock in your future with the 1010 IRA. The 1010 IRA is guaranteed to deliver 10% interest for the next 10 years. You can transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into a 1010 IRA with zero tax liability. You've heard me talk about fiduciary financial advisor and WMAL radio host David Ahrens. I know David personally, and you'll be impressed with his knowledge, integrity, and straightforward style to get your questions answered quickly. It starts with a call or text message to receive the free information packet on the 1010 IRA. 10% interest for 10 years is here now. Begin to secure your future with a call or text message to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. In Alexandria, the Beltway's inner loop approaching Van Dorn Street. Watch out, there's our first accident of the morning. Police are on the scene. The good news of any out of this, it's been pushed over to the right shoulder. Outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur. It's a 13-minute commute. In Annapolis, Fairview Avenue at Cross Street. Watch out for fire department activity blocking some lanes. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 7-minute trip. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, more like 12, and 66 eastbound from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway. It's a 10-minute commute. That's about normal. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be dry and warmer heading through this Friday with sunshine at a high near 55. Tonight, clear of the low of 39. Clouds will increase tomorrow with a few showers and a high near 60. Then clearing Sunday with a high temperature reaching the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Centerville, 24 and only 33 in Washington. Al Franken apologizes for making some women feel badly, as he puts it. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. In for Vincent Mary. Well, we have lots going on today. It is Black Friday, so a lot of folks heading out to the malls. But are they heading out in the numbers that they used to? Well, apparently not. Now, I'm going to be honest with you folks. All you people heading out to the malls today, a lot of you may have already started your shopping hours ago. You couldn't catch me out there for all the tea in China. I'm doing all my shopping online. Yes, I'm one of those people. I'm curious as to whether or not people are heading out to the malls today, or are you waiting for either Cyber Monday, or are you, frankly, doing all of your shopping online over the past couple of days? So there is
A lot of conversation about whether or not people are venturing out to the malls these days. I remember way back when on Black Friday, and you would have just throngs and throngs and throngs of people heading out to the malls and fighting over TVs and those kinds of things. I don't know if that's still the conversation today. I don't know. I haven't really seen a lot of those kinds of stories. I've been doing Black Friday shows for a lot of years, and it does seem like more and more people are doing their shopping online. So we'll get into that, because retailers, they are very optimistic this year. We do have a better economy. But the question is, are people still venturing out to the malls the way that they used to? So we do have that story, as well as a couple others that we're going to continue to delve into this morning. Al Franken, it's not a very good Thanksgiving weekend for him. He is now admitting that he did indeed cross a line after groping allegations. Going to get into that story as well. And President Trump, of course, it is part of the president's job description, if you will. He is addressing the troops, did address the troops in a Thanksgiving message yesterday. We have some audio from that I'm going to play for you right now. It is always amazing to me that folks will find whatever they can wrong with anything that the President Trump has to say. And yesterday, of course, no exception, as he was thanking the troops, he did have a thank you message to the troops. Here's part of what he had to say. We'll talk about what the criticisms are coming up, because again, the president cannot tweet, he cannot talk, he can't really do much of anything without some folks on the left criticizing him, whether it's justified or not. That is always up for debate, but here's just a little piece of what the president had to say to the troops yesterday on Thanksgiving.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got five deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces. And we're going on live right now, and surrounding me is a lot of press. Better me than you, believe me, fellas. Better me than you. It's an honor to speak with you all and to give God thanks for the blessings of freedom and for the heroes who really have this tremendous courage that you do to defend us and to defend freedom. So we want to thank you all very much. Very, very special people. Like, it doesn't get more special.
Yeah, well, so far, I can't see anything wrong with what the president had to say. But he continued on to talk about the economy. Here's Scott, too. Go ahead.
When you come back, you're going to see with jobs and companies coming back into our country, and the stock market just hit a record high. Unemployment's the lowest it's been in 17 years. So you're fighting for something real. You're fighting for something good. A lot of things have happened with our country over the last very short period of time. And they're really good. They're really good.
Okay, so I believe that is part of what folks are criticizing the president for, including one guy on CNN, of course, retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, who apparently didn't like Trump's message. Here's what he had to say.
The president's message, getting to your question, first of all, I'm thankful for the fact that he did address the soldiers. But the message that I heard and some of the things he said would have not rung very well with me had I been a deployed soldier. We have been winning. You're talking to soldiers and military personnel around the world who have been in this fight for 17 years, and to suddenly be told that they're winning now when they weren't winning before is somewhat insulting, first of all. And secondly, the comments about the economy and where the economy is growing, deployed service members don't want to hear about that. They want to hear, hey, thanks.
And what's interesting is that he's talking about the United States and how the president, during the course of his message to the troops, did say we are winning. And he says that we've been winning for the last 7.5 or so years. You know, we did finally pretty much defeat ISIS. And so that is one of the really big success stories of the Trump administration, is that they adjusted the way that we are battling ISIS as well as our allies. We've been battling ISIS. And we have done, I would say, phenomenal in taking ISIS out. Now, the war on terror does continue. There is that aspect to it as well. But, and we do keep getting hit with terror attacks. But as far as the caliphate goes in the Middle East, yeah, I would say that we are finally winning in the war on terror, at least, again, as it relates to the caliphate in the Middle East. And this is another cut, one final cut here. Robert Tranham, he is a former staffer to GOP Senator Rick Santorum, and he took to MSNBC, and apparently he had a problem with the president's authenticity.
Two things. One, it's nice for the president to do that.
For sure.
Obviously, he's the commander-in-chief. He should be thanking the men and women who serve and protect our freedoms. Maybe I'm overreading this, but it didn't seem to be very authentic. He seemed to be heavily scripted, and maybe, again, I'm reading much more into it. I'm used to a president looking directly into the camera and thanking the men and women, as I mentioned before, thanking them for their service, talking about them and not about me, meaning the president, talking about them and what they're doing and not about, to use his words, a beautiful tax cut. So it was a little bit disjointed. It didn't seem authentic to me, but again, maybe I'm reading much more into it.
Yes, Mark, I would say that you are reading way too much into it. With all due respect, I would say this, that first of all, we know that for many, many, many years, we had men in the Oval Office who said all the right things, but in my opinion, didn't necessarily do all the right things. Listen, the president is talking about tax cuts. He also mentioned that in his message to the troops yesterday. The president talked about unemployment, which is looking very good these days. The president talked about the fact that our economy is doing well. He's doing whatever he can to bring more jobs to America. So as far as the president's message goes, I personally don't necessarily see anything wrong with it. He is working on getting better jobs, more jobs to the United States. He is working on getting more money to the American people, certainly the middle class, and certainly that does affect the troops and folks coming home from the war on terror. So when you look at what the military veterans and what the veterans are having to deal with when they come home, whether it's the VA, which the president has been doing what he can to fix. Now, to be perfectly honest, he does need to be doing more, in my opinion, to fix the VA, but the VA is improving. That is an absolute fact. Although I'm a big critic of the VA, it is improving. Again, the war on opioids. This is something the president has been working on since he got into office. That is certainly something that also affects the veterans coming back home from the war on terror. So for me, I don't necessarily see anything wrong with what the president said. However, this is the mainstream media. This is also the media from the left, CNN and MSNBC. And clearly they will do anything and take any opportunity to take a pot shot at the president. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Black Friday. Other stories we're going to cover in the next segment or two. Is Black Friday dead, or at least dying? We've got the numbers for you. And Al Franken admits that he did indeed cross a line after groping allegations, as we talked about yesterday. We now have a total of 4 women that are accusing Al Franken of general creepiness and sexual harassment. So we'll get into that as well right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's 5:15. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. In Alexandria, the Beltway's inner loop approaching Van Dorn, we have an accident with police on the scene. It is on the right shoulder, however, but still causing delays. In Annapolis, Fairview Avenue at Cross Street, watch out for some fire department activity blocking some lanes. Route 50 eastbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the Beltway, it's not too bad. It's about a 6 or 7 minute commute. The Southeast-Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue is okay. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, about a 13 or 14 minute trip. And as far as Metro is concerned, on this Black Friday, it is running on a normal schedule, and I'm happy to tell you that so far, everything looks pretty good. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, your Black Friday looking good. We've got sunny skies today, a high around 55. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 39. Right now, it is 33 degrees in our nation's capital.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Good morning, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. It is Mornings on the Mall. It is Black Friday across America. Are you going shopping online, or are you actually going to the brick and mortar stores? Now, I did a little informal poll of the people that I know in my life, of about a half a dozen, and for the most part, most of the people that I know are not going out shopping on Black Friday this morning. You know, when you think about it, you have an option these days, right? You can either stay in your slippers stay in your pajamas and drink coffee at home, in your office, on your computer, on your cell phone, whatever it is. And you can shop there, or you can head on out into the cold, into the throngs. I remember way, way, way back when. It was one of the only times that I ever went Black Friday shopping because in my life I wasn't, frankly, allowed to Christmas shop. That's changed now. However, back when I was married, frankly, my wife did all the shopping. Now, ex-wife did all the shopping. So one year she did decide that she wanted me to go, mainly to carry packages and that kind of thing. I've never been more miserable in all my life. Now, for the most part, I'm somebody who is I'm a nice guy. I don't get rattled too easily, I don't scream, I don't yell, I don't get annoyed. This particular Black Friday had to be about 10 years ago. I lost my mind, and I swore I would never do it again, and I didn't. Because we go to, I think it was either Best Buy or Target, one of these places, and I am crushed in this throng of people as they are trying to get into this place so that somebody could get a 55-inch TV for a nickel. And it smelled, and people haven't brushed their teeth and used deodorant, and it smells like coffee and cigarettes, and it was just awful. It really was. And so every time I read these kinds of stories about Black Friday, I hearken back to that one Black Friday morning many years ago. And of course, this was years ago before they started opening the doors basically on Thanksgiving itself, which is where Black Friday has now gone into instead of opening the doors at whatever used to be 2-3 o'clock in the morning. On the Friday after Thanksgiving, now basically a lot of these stores are opening at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and some of them are open all night. Some of them have about a 3 or 4 hour window where they are closed. And so really the luster of Black Friday has pretty much dissipated. However, what they're now saying is that the stores across America now trying to get creative to battle online shopping. Now, brick and mortar stores have expanded their bag of tricks and gotten increasingly bold as they look to lure shoppers who might otherwise simply shop online. And so apparently what they're doing across America, especially malls. Now, malls are in an interesting situation, an interesting position, because I believe we all know that shopping malls, they're having a hard time these days anyway, because millennials are less and less willing to go to malls in the first place, let alone a day like Black Friday. Now, a lot of these younger millennials, these younger folks, they do shop online. They do shop on their phones. I know one millennial, I can't tell you the last time that she actually went grocery shopping inside a store. She orders all of her food and her groceries and everything online, and then she just goes to pick it up. Now, frankly, I never thought of such a thing, but apparently that's what they do. And she says, oh, I never go to the mall. Ever, ever, ever. Certainly not on Black Friday. Again, she does everything online. So now malls are trying to do whatever they can to draw people in. They're hosting, according to this story from Yahoo, they're hosting gingerbread decorating sessions. They are having ugly Christmas sweater nights. They're even having visits from the Grinch and Santa and all these other things. Malls are having holding temporary ice skating rinks and magical winter decor and all of these other things like holiday parties. What's interesting is this. You've got all these headlines across America as I scan through all the headlines today, and they talk about how the brick and mortar stores and the malls, they're battling online shopping, yet you have these stores all across America, and they have all of these really good deals online. So on the one hand, you've got the malls that are in trouble because less people are coming to the malls. But then you have the stores that are inside the malls, and they have fantastic online deals. So I can't seem to figure out, you know, a lot of these stores, whether it's Kohl's or, you know, Belk or whatever it is, what do they want? Do they want people to come into their brick-and-mortar stores, or do they want people to shop online? It seems to me, anyway, that they would want people to shop online because years and years down the road, the more people that they have shopping online, the fewer people they have to pay to work in their brick-and-mortar stores. And this story does continue coming up right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. In for Mary and Vince. It is Mornings on the Mall, 522 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Thanksgiving is just days away. Are you worried everyone will notice your under-eye bags and droopy eyelids that just keep getting worse? Introducing the brand new Genucel Eye Lift for tighter, brighter, younger-looking eyes. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and here's what Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado says. I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. So Chamonix's best sale of the year just got better. Until Thanksgiving, order Genucel treatment for bags and puffiness and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Plus, call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and the Deep Firming Serum absolutely free with the order. 800-525-2720. That's four bestsellers free with your order while supplies last. Hurry, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnais. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
525 on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. And on this Black Friday, only one issue so far. It's the inner loop of the Beltway right near Van Dorn. There is an accident. Police are on the scene. They have pushed it over to the right shoulder, so just be careful nonetheless. The Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to the airport, a 19-minute trip, not too bad. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 15-minute commute, so you're just tapping the brakes a little bit here. 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway, more like 11. And in Maryland, 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, it's a 23-minute trip. And I'm happy to tell you that Metro is on a normal schedule today, and so far it's moving normally. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be dry and warmer heading through this Friday with sunshine at a high near 55. Tonight, clear of the low of 39. Clouds will increase tomorrow with a few showers and a high near 60, then clearing Sunday with a high temperature reaching the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it's 34 degrees in our nation's capital.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at zeroresdc.com. That's zeroresdc.com.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL, Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. So I'm curious as to how many folks are actually out at the mall right now. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And my ultimate question is this. Why? Why are you out at the malls or best, whatever it is, as opposed to shopping online? That seems to be one of the big debates going on right now is, and we did talk about this at my Thanksgiving function, is how many folks were going to head out to the malls and the big box stores versus shopping online. The other thing that I noticed in talking to folks is the older people that I was speaking with, and put that in quotation marks, I'm talking about, no offense to you folks that are over 40, I'm over 40, but I would say the people that were over 40 years old, they were going to go to the mall and the big box stores and take advantage of all of those sales. The younger people that were there, they said, you know, we're probably just going to stay home and do a lot of our shopping online. And a lot of these younger people also, they've been shopping for the past 24 to 48 hours, not even waiting until Black Friday. So that seems to be the big debate these days. And the numbers do show that more and more people are shopping online, more and more people are deciding to forego, even if there are, as they like to say, doorbuster deals. Most people, or a lot of people anyway, are deciding that they do want to stay home. They are talking to folks, and U.S. consumers anticipate doing nearly 40% of their 2017 holiday shopping online. That is up from a third only 2 years ago. See, I think people, a couple things are happening. One is the more that people learn how to, believe it or not, shop online, the more they are willing to shop online. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Good morning. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. You can always find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. Now, coming up next, well, Al Franken is in a whole lot of trouble, and now he's finally talking about those allegations. I've got details straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Redskins capped off Thanksgiving night with a 20-10 victory over the New York Giants at FedEx Field. Quarterback Kirk Cousins says they got their running game going in the second half.
I don't know what suddenly got it going in the second half, but we had a couple of drives where we were able to repeat run plays over and over and get productive yards, productive gains, and it made a big difference in the outcome.
With the win, the Redskins improved to 5-6 on the season. Senator Al Franken is apologizing to the people of Minnesota and says he is, quote, committed to regaining their trust. At least four women have now accused Franken of inappropriate physical contact. Franken issued a Thanksgiving statement of explanation and regret, but again insisted he is not going to resign. The Navy has called off the search for three sailors who are still missing after a transport plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean Wednesday off the coast of Japan. Eight other people were rescued and are in good condition. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has more than doubled the sentence that Oscar Pistorius will have to serve after the prosecution appealed his original sentence of 6 years as too lenient.
The former Olympic sprinter killed his girlfriend at his home in the early hours of Valentine's Day in 2013, an act he says was an accident after he mistook her for an intruder. However, the prosecution argued he did it on purpose after the two had an argument. The minimum sentence for murder in South Africa is 15 years, but individual judges can lower the sentence if there are compelling reasons to do so. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,526, the NASDAQ at 68,67. Sports sponsored by Duluth Trading Company, a win for the Redskins, a loss for the Cowboys, the Vikings win. College basketball, UVA wins, GW loses. Hockey, the Caps host the Lightning tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tis the season for Duluth Trading Store savings. Shop buck naked underwear, fire hose work pants, crack covering long tail tees, and sleigh loads more. And this weekend, take 30% off any purchase over $100. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the battlefield exit.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
When the kids were born, you had a will drawn up just like you were supposed to. But now, all these years later, that same will is still in the safety deposit box just gathering dust. Don't you think it's time for an update? Chances are you've gone through some life changes since then. Perhaps your marital status is different. Or maybe you sold a business or bought some real estate, for example. Well, here's a chance to make sure your will still does what you want it to do. Mark Zamperini and his team at the One-on-One Financial Group are hosting a will and trust workshop to help you bring your estate plan up to date. Call 866-276-6611 for details on an upcoming workshop in your area. Don't run the risk of having your assets frozen in probate court. Call 866-276-6611 today or visit oneononefinancialradio.com. Mark Zamperini is an insurance licensed professional in Virginia and Maryland.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It's important if you're working with an advisor or you're thinking about working with an advisor that you spend more time talking about what you want to accomplish in retirement than the investments and or products that are available to achieve those outcomes. It is critically important.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, well, thank you. In McLean, George Washington Parkway southbound, just past Langley, an accident over to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. The Beltway's inner loop right near Van Dorn, happy to tell you we had an earlier accident, but it's gone. As for northbound 95 between Quantico and Dale City, a 12-minute commute. Northbound between Dale City and the Capitol Beltway, another 14 minutes. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, moving along pretty good. 270 southbound between 70 and 109, a 10-minute trip. And the VW Parkway headed south from the Beltway to Route 50, a 7-minute trip. And in Annapolis, Fairview Avenue at Cross Street, fire department activity blocking some lanes. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will climb into Saturday, then cool a little bit on Sunday behind your front. In the meantime, some sun today with a high of 55, clear tonight with a low of 39. Clouds will move in tomorrow with a few showers and a high of 60, then clearing Sunday behind the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Gainesville, 25 in Damascus, 34 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Black Friday across America. Kind of a Black Friday, if you will, for Al Franken and, of course, a whole bunch of other folks inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. We do still have all of these groping allegations to contend with. And Al Franken has now come out, and it seems to me like he is sort of admitting that there were at least some sort of credibility to these groping allegations. Senator Al Franken issuing an apology to the people of his state yesterday afternoon and said he was, quote, committed to regaining their trust after not one, not two, but now four women are accusing him of groping them in separate incidents between 2006 and 2010. Here's part of what he had to say. I'm a warm person. I hug people, Franken said in a statement. He says, I've learned from recent stories that in some of these encounters, I crossed a line for some women. And I know that any number is too many. He says, I feel terribly that I've made some women feel badly. And for that, I am sorry, he says, and I want to make sure that never happens again. Now, you know how this all started? With the woman, the female reporter, the radio reporter that Franken, you know, it's interesting. When you look at the allegation, the original allegation from the radio and TV host Leanne Tweeden last week, where there was that picture of Al Franken with his hands over her breasts or on her breasts as she was sleeping. Then you had, of course, the story of that rather ill-fated rehearsal between Franken and Leanne Tweeden, where he allegedly, she says, that he went after her and forcibly kissed her. And of course, Franken said, that's not the way that I remember this. However, even at the time, and I remember when these allegations started surfacing on Franken, and I said, well, we don't know anything about the rehearsal. That is a classic he said, she said. But what we do know is there is this picture. And Leanne Tweeden, even at the time, the radio and TV personality, she said, listen, it's not up to me to call for Al Franken to step down. We'll see what happens if any other women come forward, because really, for me, it's all about a pattern of behavior. It's one thing if one woman comes out, but then you see a pattern. You see one, two, three, now four women accusing Franken of basically general creepiness, inappropriate touching, and so forth. And I guess the question is this. Is this the kind of thing that Al Franken should look at and say, you know what, I cannot gain or regain the trust of the good people of Minnesota, therefore I am going to step down? Now, we know that there are, just so you know that I know, there are a number of different allegations that are floating around Capitol Hill. We got what's going on with, of course, Charlie Rose. We know that Charlie Rose went down. That had to be one of the quickest downfalls in the history of downfalls. It was, with Charlie Rose, pretty much 24 hours and he was done. We also have John Conyers, and we have a number of other people. And frankly, I'm to the point now where this storyline is starting to get just a little muddied with so many different accusations. We have the Roy Moore situation in Alabama. We have everything that's going on with Harvey Weinstein. So the question is this. With Al Franken, he basically admits that he has had some general creepiness, inappropriate touching. The question is, should he step down? There are people in the state of Minnesota that are trying to get Franken to step down. And this is not a whole bunch of Republicans, no. Even some liberal groups are calling for Franken to resign his seat over the allegations, with one group starting a petition to get Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton to appoint Keith Ellison, a Democratic congressman, to replace Franken in the Senate. He says, again, Franken, I feel terribly that I've made some women feel badly, making sure that it never happens again. Franken's new statement was released yesterday afternoon, hours after an article published by the Huffington Post, and we talked about this yesterday at Mornings on the Mall, detailing claims by two women who said Franken grabbed their buttocks during a campaign events in 2007-2008. One of the women described Franken as, quote, a serial groper, and admitted that she voted for him despite the incident. So what do you do if you're Al Franken? And see, this is the problem that these guys have, is whether it's Roy Moore, whether it's Al Franken, although with Franken, he stupidly had that picture of him with his hands over the reporter's breast, the Leanne Tweeden. But here's the problem that these guys have, is that how do you defend yourself against these kinds of accusations? You can vehemently defend, you can vehemently deny, you can say, actually, no, these things never happened. Or if you realize you're looking at your behavior and you say, okay, you know what? Perhaps I have been creepy. Perhaps I have been sexually harassing. Perhaps I have been somebody who has touched women inappropriately and against their will. And basically, for Franken, what the accusation is he's taking photographs with women, and as he is taking their photographs, his hand goes right down to their behinds. And apparently he'll grab their behinds as they're taking their picture with Franken. It's general creepiness. It's generally boorish behavior. And as I said yesterday as I was filling in for Mary and Vince, I don't know where guys get the mentality that this is okay. Now, is it sexual assault? Some could say it is, some could say it isn't, but the bottom line is this. If you're Al Franken or any number of other congressmen and senators, you know, that are going to be facing these kinds of allegations coming up in the future, because we know that this is just the tip of the iceberg, how do you defend yourself against these accusations? Because these are just accusations. So now the question is, do I vehemently deny, or do I just put out some sort of, generally speaking, some sort of apology? But we'll have to see what the political future holds for Al Franken. My name is Dan Mandis on 5.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The Atlantic Ocean doesn't divide our alliance. It unites it, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said earlier this month at the Halifax International Security Forum. Stoltenberg continued, saying, "A strong, safe, and prosperous Europe means a strong, safe, and prosperous North America, and vice versa." Details at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
545, Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together. First on the fives, it's a good morning, happy Black Friday to Art Andrews and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, back at you. We had an earlier accident on the George Washington Parkway southbound just beyond Langley. That, I'm happy to tell you, is cleared. And 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel, moving along with very few delays, if any, at this particular point. Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue, a little bit slow, about a 7-minute commute. The outer loop from Baltimore Washington Parkway to 95, it's an 8-minute trip. The inner loop from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, more like 7. And 95 northbound, if you're near from Route 1 of Playa to Quantico, it's about a 7-minute commute. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will climb into Saturday, then cool a little bit on Sunday behind your front. In the meantime, some sun today with a high of 55, clear tonight with a low of 39. Clouds will move in tomorrow with a few showers and a high of 60, then clearing Sunday behind the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 34 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. You know, one of the things that we always talk about here around the holidays, and we usually have radiothons across the country to help the homeless across America. I know that I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. You can find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page as I fill in for Mary and Vince. And we do our own radiothon. And one of the things that seems to be a constant as I myself, as a guy who's on the radio, and I've participated in, I can't tell you how many radiothons to help the homeless across America in various states where I've lived. A lot of these folks are homeless. Obviously, and a lot of these folks are veterans as well. And here in Tennessee, this is a really what I think is an important story, but also a fascinating story because it tells us that we still have a lot that we need to do to help the veterans across America. A Veterans Affairs initiative to curb addiction by cutting back on opioid prescriptions apparently now is backfiring, according to some veterans. And they profile a guy by the name of Robert Rose Jr. He has filed a $350 million lawsuit that is now naming employees of the Mountain Home Veterans Affairs Medical Center in East Tennessee, and a guy by the name of Phil Rowe. He is a Republican out of Tennessee. And Rose said, the veterans says that he has chronic pain in his back, spine, and legs as a result of severe injuries while in the service. The problem was that when he got back, and stop me when you've heard this narrative before, the problem is that when Rose got back from the military and he had all of this chronic pain because of his time in the military, they prescribed him opioids. And the problem is that the military and the VA, they realized that they had been over-prescribing opioids for quite some time. And in the case of Rose and thousands, if not millions of the other veterans, they just cut them off. And all of a sudden, you've got all these guys who they've got all this pain. Now they're addicted to opioids. And now the VA, they've cut them off from the pills that were helping them to get through all of their pain. The problem that the VA has and the problem that a lot of these veterans have is that now they've got their chronic pain. Now they don't have the pills to make them feel better, or the opioids or the painkillers, whatever you want to call them. And so now they're stuck because they're in pain and they're addicted and they have no way to satisfy those urges. And so for a lot of these veterans, it is a horrible story. Because for a lot of these veterans, then what happens is they turn to the streets to try and get their pain meds on the streets and to satisfy not only those urges, but also, and those addictions, but also to try and help with their pain. And so the VA, they essentially had no real way to help wean these veterans off of these drugs. According to the VA, more than 221,000 veterans have been weaned off opioids since the fall of 2013. Rose, the veteran that we're talking about in this particular story, said the veterans who are not addicted and have severe pain are being neglected. He says it is a death sentence for people like me who have documented issues from the Marine Corps going all the way back to 1985. And yeah, he says he's not the only one. He has spoken with more than 100 other veterans with similar concerns. And so the VA is now trying to figure out what is the right way en masse to try and help these veterans who are addicted to opioids. How do you get them off of the opioids onto something less addictive while still taking care of the pain that they have because of their service? So that is an ongoing problem with the Veterans Administration. Hopefully, moving into 2018, they'll be able to figure out exactly how to help those veterans. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Mary and Vince on WMAL 105.9 FM and AM 630. The phone number is always 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Liberals in Denver hate President Trump's deportation crackdown, so now they've come up with a way to fight back. And the Washington Post says that it was surprisingly simple. Here's the backdrop. When an illegal immigrant is busted for a crime, the federal government requires that ICE be notified if the crime carries a sentence of a year or more. So here's what liberals in Denver did. They rewrote their laws. Many of the crimes that used to trigger ICE notification will no longer carry a sentence of a year. See? surprisingly simple. Crimes like shoplifting and trespassing will be punished less severely. Serve a few months in jail and you walk. But under the new approach, the sentences for domestic violence and simple assault have also been reduced. Only repeat offenders would be sentenced to a year or more. So you get that? To protect illegal aliens from deportation, liberals in Denver just gave all first-time domestic violence offenders a break. A guy who beats his wife or girlfriend now serves less time in jail. He might even be able to get away with it twice, depending on how repeat offender is defined. Now, if he happens to be an illegal alien domestic abuser, Denver liberals want to make sure he's not deported so that he can stay here and do it again. Also, they can claim victory resisting Trump. See? Surprisingly simple. You just cave your own culture.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Everybody knows Black Friday's coming up, but now you can get early access to Simply Safe's Black Friday sale. $200 off Simply Safe's holiday security system. This system is a true bestseller. It's a 13-piece arsenal that covers your whole house. Simply Safe has made everything about security effortless. It takes less than an hour to set up. That's because the system is built on a wireless platform. Simply Safe has no long-term contract. It's just $15 a month for best-in-industry 24/7 alarm monitoring. And with Simply Safe, you're never locked into a long-term contract. It's month to month, giving you total flexibility. Do not miss the chance to save $200 during Simply Safe's special pre-holiday sale. Visit SimplySafeUSA.com to check it out now for a limited time. SimplySafeUSA.com to get an amazing $200 off your home security system. SimplySafeUSA.com.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Skip Black Friday and come to Bray Friday, going on now. Get exclusive double rebates on select KitchenAid packages up to $800 back, plus free bonus appliances and free basic installation on select Gen Air packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. So don't miss Bray Friday at any of their locations or BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
5:45 on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together. First on the five, say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning to you. The Beltway's inner loop at Gallows Road. Do watch out for a disabled vehicle. It is on the right shoulder. As a matter of fact, it's not causing too many problems. Police have actually left the scene. The outer loop of the Beltway between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue beginning to build about a 13-minute commute. In the district, 4th Street southbound between Florida Avenue Northeast and M. Slow traffic there. The Anacostia Freeway northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge beginning to pick up in volume. Fairview Avenue in Annapolis at Cross Street, the fire department activity which began earlier this morning continues. 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. It's about a 12-minute trip, so you're just tapping the brakes here. As for mass transit, it is on or near schedule. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some sun today and winds out of the south and southwest, the high should reach 55 and a clear sky tonight with a low dropping to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 34 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by BMW of Sterling.
BMW of Sterling now gives you the power to buy and trade online. Click and buy online with free delivery. Go to BMWofSterling.com for full details and to experience BMW's Road Home Sales event. Your BMW is a click away with free delivery from BMW of Sterling.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.282% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today at 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.282%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on WMAL. Call them today at 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
It's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's now a few weeks into his program with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Okay, you got an update for us, JJ?
I do. 12 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Most importantly, my wife has commented about my clothes being looser, so I got that going for me.
That is most important. Yeah. That's great. So how's it been following the plan?
The plan's great. I started out with a head of steam, and then this week was kind of tough. But the great thing about this plan is it comes with people, and I was able to call my counselor at EMP, Tiffany. You know, she listened, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, they're really the best. And let's face it, if everyone could just lose weight on their own, then we all would lose weight
on
our
own.
We need these great coaches over at EMP.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help, and then they even followed up with me the next day. It was awesome.
Well, they are awesome, and they were awesome for me, and they're going to be awesome for you. Find out for yourself. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Bull & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BullandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BullandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BullandBranch.com.
Good morning, Dan Mandis in for Marion Vince. It is, I got to tell you, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall coming up after the news, weather, and traffic. The president defends himself against the Washington Post, and Cam Newton comes clean. It's all straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Redskins keep their playoff hopes alive with a Thanksgiving night win over the New York Giants. But Coach Jay Gruden says he's not ready to declare the team playoff contenders.
We have to take one game at a time. You know, coach speak, obviously, but there's no way you can even look forward to the playoffs right now. We have a great game against the Dallas Cowboys who came in here and beat us last time. So we just take one game at a time, and after the season, we'll see where we stand.
Kirk Cousins last night threw for a pair of second-half touchdowns to seal the Redskins' win. Tens of millions of Americans are shopping today. The retail industry is banking on it.
With the improving economy and rising consumer confidence, retail analysts are closely watching what happens this weekend.
This really is a gauge of how the consumer is not only feeling, but also spending.
Consumer spending and retail analyst Heather Herzog says retailers are banking on an improvement over last year.
Now that people are starting to feel a little bit better about the economy, we're starting to see those numbers pick up.
Herzog expects a big weekend of cash registers.
The National Retail Federation is estimating that around $64 billion is going to be spent around Black Friday.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
And while you're out shopping today, some Arlington County police officers will be at the mall, too. They'll be at Fashion Center at Pentagon City collecting toys for kids. Spokeswoman Ashley Savage.
This is our third annual Fill the Cruiser event. We're asking the public to help make the holidays bright for Arlington County children in need by donating new unwrapped toys that will benefit children newborn to age 17.
Savage says they'll also be having other toy collection points throughout the county in December. More than 500,000 Christmas lights will be shining at the National Zoo tonight for the start of Zoo Lights.
It gets dark early this time of year, but the National Zoo is aglow with Christmas lights of every color for Zoo Lights. Zoo spokesperson Annalisa Meyer.
It's just a really wonderful way to get off and get out of your house, work off that holiday meal, stroll up and down the zoo with your family, look up, enjoy the lights, and really have a great time outdoors during the holiday season.
Zoo Lights runs through New Year's Day, but the zoo is closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve.
Please come out and enjoy the season.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Senator Al Franken is apologizing to the people of Minnesota, but still says he will not resign over allegations now by at least four women of inappropriate physical contact. Franken issued a Thanksgiving statement of explanation and regret. Hope is fading for a successful rescue of a missing Argentine.